Welcome to Obey That Bible with Every Nation NYC. We're here to help you get more out of that Bible. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, or anywhere where you find your podcast. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram or Twitter at About That Bible. And we are reading the Bible together at the moment chronologically, and you can find that plan if you want to read along in the show notes. So my name is Elsa. This is Nathan. So today we are going to talk about, it's going to be a good one, Nathan. We're going to talk about rape and genocide, a story of rape and genocide in the Bible, because it is there. But we're doing that with the idea that if this is something that it's not going to be helpful for you, then just miss this one out. We'll give you a free pass.
Yeah.
A free pass. So we are talking about a story that we find in Genesis 34.
Yes, it's called The Rape of Dinah.
The Rape of Dinah. And we find it with Jacob, who is the grandson of Abraham.
Yes.
Who we touched on. And what happens in the story?
So Jacob and his sons are settled, and daughters are settled in the land of Canaan. And we have the name of one daughter. It's Dinah. And while she is out one day with the women of another village, another tribe, one of the men of that tribe finds her attractive. Shechem finds Dinah attractive, it says, and rapes her, or humiliates her is what the text says.
Yeah.
And Shechem is really taken, or what he says is that he's really taken by Dinah.
He wants to marry her. Let's be honest, he probably had loads of wives.
It doesn't say that.
Maybe not. Maybe this is his one wife. I don't know. I'm making assumptions based on his life choices.
And so Shechem and his father Hamor approach Jacob. At that time, Jacob is alone at the camp at his settlement. And it says that Jacob held his peace. Meanwhile, his sons come in from the field, and Levi and Simeon really take lead with the negotiations with Shechem and Hamor.
Yeah.
And they negotiate that if all of the men of this other tribe are circumcised, then they'll allow this marriage and include them in the tribe kind
and
of all together.
Like loads more marriages and everything.
Yes.
They'll just become like one big happy family.
So that's what they propose. Amazingly, these guys agree.
Yeah.
And so as the men of this tribe are healing from their circumcision on the third day, Levi and Simeon lead the charge into their village. They kill all the men and they plunder the village, leading, and just take everything.
Yeah.
And that is most of the story.
Yeah. And so we're going to discuss in this podcast who reacted correctly or who did it well.
Who's right here?
Who's right?
What's the moral of the
story? We've got Jacob on one side who held his peace, like you mentioned. And then we've got Levi and Simeon who perhaps did the opposite of holding their peace, you could say. And so we're going to take a short break and then we'll come back and answer who did the right thing.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
If you are in the New York City area and looking for a church, then please stop by and visit us in real life. You can find all of our service times and locations at everynationnyc.org. We look forward to meeting you and speaking with you in person.
So we have this story, we have genocide, and we have rape, and we have two people. There's two sides. There's the Jacob side and there's the Levi and Simeon side. And it leaves it very open. Like, who did the right thing? Who did the correct thing in God's sight? Let's start with Jacob. What does Jacob do?
Jacob holds his peace, as it says. And it's very easy to get mad at him in this moment. It sounds like he did nothing.
I think he does do nothing, right?
Yeah, he does. He does nothing.
He hardly even answers. He hardly even answers them when they ask, like, hey, can we marry your daughter?
It seems like he's just going along with the flow as soon as his sons appear on the scene.
Yeah.
After his sons pillage the other tribe, Jacob lets them know that he disagrees with what they've done. After they've done it.
That's some good leadership there, too.
Yes. And I think you can kind of read between the lines on why he's so angry at them.
Yeah.
And so it says at the end of the chapter, then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, you've brought trouble on me by making me stink to the inhabitants of the land, Canaanites and the Perizzites. My numbers are few. If they gather themselves against me and attack me, I shall be destroyed, both I, oh yeah, and my household. But they said, should he treat our sisters like prostitutes? Or should they treat our sister like a prostitute? So they have this family tiff at the end. And you can see Jacob is really thinking about number one.
Oh my, he's not even thinking about his own family.
He does include them there at the very end.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yes. Definitely not thinking about his daughter.
No mention of Dinah there. And then the brothers, Simeon and Levi, say, well, should they treat Dinah or our sister like a prostitute?
Yeah. So they care a bit more about Dinah, but they're also concerned about their own honor. We'll get to that. So Jacob does nothing.
Yes. And so it's easy to get angry at Jacob. And then Levi and Simeon.
Yeah.
They actually do a ton wrong as well.
Man, everybody's getting it wrong.
Though I think in the flesh, you know, I'm a father. When you think of your sister or our daughter or something like that, then you think, man, if I was in that situation, I would hope I'm more like Simeon.
You would like do something. There is something where you're like, they did something.
Yes.
But what they did
was absolutely wrong. I mean, they start by deceiving
Shechem and
Hamor.
Yeah.
And the whole tribe. So they start by lying, and then they also use circumcision, which is a covenant given to Abraham, between Abraham and God, as a marker of his people, of God's people, and they use circumcision as a weapon. So they weaponize God's covenant with them.
I'm assuming God was not into that.
I can't imagine. No. And then also they go in and kill a bunch of people. They commit genocide. This is where the genocide comes in. Yes.
So when we look at it, because you read it, you get to that end point. Jacob's like, what about me? They're like, well, you have treated our sister like this? Who is right? When we read that, how are we supposed to read it? Are we supposed to read it like God was on Jacob's side, or is God on Simeon and Levi's side?
I think the answer is that nobody's right. And
thank goodness for that.
And that we need to be able to read the Bible not just as a moral textbook. It's not always got neat little parcels of, as long as you're like Jacob, then you're going to be okay. Yeah. Because generally, if you're like Jacob, you're not going to be okay.
He was not leading anyone. He did nothing. He sat back and let injustice live.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, if you're like Levi and Simeon, which I actually see a lot of Christians can be like this, something unjust will happen in society, and they'll get so angry that they end up spreading more sin. Yeah. So you see it in chat rooms and in columns and in the news all the time, where something genuinely unjust happens in our society or something really godless is going on. And then Christians can take the righteous high road, but get so high on their horse that we end up sinning.
Yeah.
And so what this story can teach us is that there's an evil spread to sin, and that it can lead to passivity and fear. It could also lead to self-righteous sin on the other side as well.
Yeah. So no one's right.
Nobody is right.
But good point. When reading the Bible, do not assume that one of these people is doing the correct thing.
Yes.
This is a story of a family who screw up a lot, but they still walk with God.
They do. In this story, they never pray.
No. Good point.
And there's no reference to God.
No. And I think that's clear by the genocide.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on that note, that was about that Bible.
We're done.
We're done.
There's not anything redemptive to say about this story.
The Bible's not all just full of good moral people. That's not redemptive. That's just a fact.
God uses messed up people.
There we go. Done. And on that note, that was About That Bible. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at About That Bible. You'll find the plan in the show notes. And make sure you subscribe and comment. See you later.